And these three rivers, the Edible comes down, it goes down that way. The Coosa comes in from the north, and at a certain place there, just on the other side of the bridge, the Edible and the Oostenaula, they come together. This Oostenaula is a clear or greenish water. Mm-hmm. The Edible is muddy. They meet and they flow for a mile down the river, mm-hmm. side by side before they mix.
Oh!
And if you cross in that bridge, when you look, you can see that the Edible on this side and the Coosa. Then a mile down, they come together and form the Coosa.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And this Coosa becomes a big river and flows on down to the Gulf.
Well, now when the two rivers are flowing side by side, there's a little bit of land then between them?
No. Just water right alongside of each other. One muddy water and one clear water.
And then they give way to each other, huh?
Mm-hmm. Farther down, they mix and form what we call the Coosa.
Oh.
And the Coosa goes on down into Alabama and joins in with the river down there and goes on to the Gulf.
Oh, that's
very interesting. But Etowah and Oostenaula are Indian mm-hmm. names. Mm-hmm. And one comes in from the north and comes all around. It's mm-hmm. all down back of me here.
Mm-hmm.
And goes on around, comes under that bridge, and the other one comes in from North Rome mm-hmm. under the bridge that goes out in West Rome.
Mm-hmm. I know where you mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's
you can't get into Rome proper without crossing a river mm-hmm. except through North Rome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what tribe of Indians are those names taken from, do you know?
Cherokees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I noticed there's a street, Cherokee Street,
mm-hmm.
right up here.
Right up there, Cherokee.
Right. Okay. Well, let's get back on. Well, no, let's stay in the water for just a minute. Where do boats pull up to and unload? What do you call that?
Dock.
Uh huh. Okay. Would you ever call it anything else? Can you think of any other name besides a dock?
Mm-hmm. Right. Landing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oak Landing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to have on this Edward and this Coosa, we used to have the big steamboats prying backwards
oh.
and forth on those rivers.
Oh. And they go all the way down to the Gulf then?
No, they just go down and they wouldn't go as far down. They'd go down into Coosa, go down in Alabama,
mm-hmm.
carrying mostly cotton.
Mm. When did they stop running?
Oh, it's been a number of years now since the steamboats.
Of course, they don't have the cotton to carry anyway from this area so much anymore. I mean, there wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. They stopped some years ago with the boats.
Did you ever take it? Did you ever go on one of them?
No, I never did. They used to have the parties. They'd have picnics and go boat riding
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
But I was growing up, and they would never let me go.
Oh, you were too young? Or and then when you got old enough, the boats weren't there anymore?
Yeah,
the boats
weren't there, but they just were just, I never did get to go.
Well, that's not fair.
No, it wasn't fair to me.
Okay, what if your river, now what does the river, suppose the river's going along and suddenly it makes a sharp drop, it creates a Niagara
Falls.
Mm-hmm. That's a
waterfall.
Right. That's what I. Okay. Now I guess we can get on land. Okay. What's the small elevation?
Hill.
And then
a mound.
Bigger than
that. A mound, a hill, a mountain.